a better place because of music? Isn't music wonderful? It is. I am going to give you a word from the Word tonight. Are you ready for a word from the Word? I'm going to read, and those of you that have your Bibles, follow me in Psalm 139, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. I'm going to read the first six verses there. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know everything about me. I'd like to share with you tonight some thoughts on God knows. I mean, God really knows. And you know everything about me. You know when I sit down. You know when I stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand or to fully understand. And I think if you can catch this vision of who God the Creator is in these six verses, I believe it will help your life. We have this confidence. This is the confidence that we have, that we ask, if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us, and that if He hears us, He will give us what we've asked for. That's what Christians need to get a hold of in days like this here. We need to grasp the truth. God knows more about you than you know about yourself, each and every one of us. And that's wonderful knowledge. That's a good thing. We need to know that when we come to Him. For he that comes to the Lord must believe that He is. And I'm going to tell you that there are many times and many situations, I'm wondering, do people know that He is? See, church is not a mindset and a social art form. What God offers us is a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe, with the Creator of all that there is. And those that come to Him must believe and know that He is. Now, this is getting important for your prayer life. The best way to pray is to know that God knows everything. He knows your thoughts before you think them. For God, those who come to God, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, must believe that He is and that God is a rewarder, not a punisher. Those that come to God must know that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Diligently seek Him when all the bills are paid and everything is going well. Diligently seek Him then. When the tempter comes, diligently seek Him then. When there's cloudy days and bad days, diligently seek Him then. See, it rains on the just and the unjust. And what's going to help us is to have a mindset and to understand He wants us to come to Him and pray to Him and call Him Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give me this day my daily bread. And you know that daily bread is more than food. It's that daily fellowship. It's that daily direction from God. And forgive me my trespasses, as I forgive those who trespass against me. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. The literal says, deliver me from Satan. Deliver me from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen means this. Whenever you say amen, you're saying, I'm in agreement with that. That's what I want. I'm for God. And I want every demon in hell to know that. I want every angel fallen to know that I belong to Christ and I want to be with him. I want to do what he wants. And I want to say tonight, God knows. God knows you. And I want you to get comfortable with that thought better than you know yourself. There are multitudes of scripture that says God knows you individually. He knows you by name over and over and over again. The word declares that God knows you. He knows you by name. He knows who you are. God knows everything about you. Everything. You can fool some of the people some of the time. And the Bible says in the last days, people fool themselves. They go about deceiving and deceiving their own selves. But you can never fool God. Amen. And we have a choice in life. Every day. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, they decided the best thing to do was to run from God. And hide from God. And try to cover themselves, their nakedness. He who covers his sin will not prosper. We can do that. Or we can run to the Father. Realizing nobody loves us like he does. Nobody knows us like he does. His intentions towards us are always good. Have you found that to be so in your walk with the Lord? I hope that you have. God knows you by name. In my spirit, I've heard him call my name. Have you? You have. He has. He has called you. He knows everything about you. The good, the bad, the ugly. And he still loves you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He looked at the situation and said, mankind is redeemable. Absolutely, totally redeemable. And I'm going to make the biggest investment. For God so loved the world, say it with me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. That's what he's offered us. That's what we should say yes to every day. It's not a one-time commitment. It's not a one-time shaking somebody's hand, and they say, welcome to the family. If you're in that family, you need to have some conversations with God. You need to be honest with God. You need to recognize that there's no one else like him. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But my Father has you in his hands, and nobody can take you out of his hand. Amen. And Jesus' last word from the cross about hands, I pray it most every day. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Today, Lord, I want to try to please you. I want to be led by your spirit. I don't want to go my own way. I want to go your way, God. And I'm just a person. According to Psalm 112, you know that I'm just a human being, and have mercy on me, God. And help me, Lord. Help me, because there's so much I don't understand. There's so much I don't know that I'm counting on you. I'm not counting on my own abilities. I'm counting on you, God, to make these things turn out right. What things? Whatever you're going through, whatever you've just been through, and the future, whatever the future may hold for each and every one of us. Have this confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He says, that's Tommy speaking to me right now. That's Jeremy. That's Virginia. That's Misty Rose. That's Patty. That's Larry. These are my children. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, according to Romans 8:14, are the children of God. You know when I sit down or stand up, you know my thoughts even when I'm far away. He knows your thoughts and your prayers if you before you say them out loud, before you pray them. And he's eager to hear you cast your burdens upon him and give them to him. Tonight, God wants you to give him everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The things that you feel are your accomplishments, and the things that you wish, if you could go back in time, that you had never done, that you had never said. And he loves you for it. And he's not a brow-beating kind of a God. He loves you. He wants to help you right where you are. God knows you intimately. David says in this psalm, you were there when I was being formed in my mother's womb. You loved me before I was born. And he also says, I'm going to praise you whenever we praise the Lord together. Somebody say, praise God. I'm going to praise him. And one of the top reasons, I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Made what? In the image of God. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let man have dominion over everything on this earth. Not the devil, not demons. Mankind has the authority and the dominion over this life and this planet. He knows us intimately. He knows why you do what you do. He knows why you think what you think. If this is true, you can change things that you don't want to think anymore. If this is true, you can there's things that you won't say anymore. If this is true, you can change with God's help. How do people change? Only with God's help. God knows what you're going to think. God knows why you just did. Many times we've said, now why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I let this stuff go this far? I think those are fair questions. And I believe this. According to Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13, and when you seek me with all of your heart, and you'll find me, and I'll give you answers that'll help you in your life. I'll give you direction. I'll help you to understand yourself. I'll help you to understand me, and I'll help you to understand You can trust me. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. See, there's got to be a trust issue. Some people have not had a good father image in their life. And I can tell you from what I've seen in my little short span, no matter what, if you've had a good father image and a good mother image in your life, that's extremely helpful. And all these children that are running out around without that, we've got to gather them in here and suffer the little children to come unto Jesus and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And their angels do always see the face of my Father in heaven. I'm going to say this here, and I want you to trust this. I want you to think about the possibility that this is true. God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you better than you know yourself. Jeremiah chapter 17 says, the heart is deceitful. Who can know it? And then before that thought is through, God says, I know it. I'm the one that searches the heart and tries the reins of the heart. I know it. Trust me. Stop trusting in things that can never help you. And continue to remember the theme that we're in right now. There is not another human being in this life that can complete you. The only one that can complete you is Christ and his cross and his resurrection. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that's going to complete you. It's dangerous ground to even think a job, a person, a relationship, or whatever can complete you. There's only one thing that can complete you. All this other stuff is just here. We're not going to take anything with us. Save souls, I hope. Amen? Yes. God knows. Now listen. Here's a hard one. Because this is where man and God get into conflict. God knows what's best for you. And that becomes a conflict. Because by what we do and what we say, many times we say, well, no, he doesn't. I know what I want and I want it. I know what I want and I want it. I just want it. I just know that's what I need and I want it. And people enter into great covenants of different kinds with people they don't really know and without, most importantly, the approval of God. And hence, the problems we have in this earth. There's redemption tonight. There's hope and help tonight. But you have to be in your heart. You have to say, God, nevertheless, here's what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. Nevertheless, not my will. Your will be done. I don't understand it. But Lord, I'm obviously in it. I'm in your hands, God. If you love the Lord and you're in covenant with God, say, Heavenly Father, I'm in your hands. I'm happy about that. God knows what's best for you. And then, like that, God knows what you need. And we get into bad covenants. We become unevenly yoked in many ways, and our life becomes scrambled eggs. But I've got news for you. That's news. God can unscramble eggs. You haven't gone too far. You're not outside of the blessing realm of God. If you want to be blessed by God, and it's the best blessing, and God knows what you need, and God is trying to put certain covenant people in our lives and trying to keep us from harm entering into covenants with people that's just not what he wants for you. God knows what you need. And I want to say this here. God always fully knows and understands what you are going through from the inside out. He knows it. He knows it. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's living and active. The Word of God, who is Jesus Christ, and who is the written Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He knows. He knows what you're going through. He understands it, and he has compassion on you, and he wants to help you. And there are so many examples that we begin to see sometimes when we try to help somebody ourselves, and we just can't help them, and we feel so bad about it because they just don't get it. I've never entitled a message this, but I've often thought I should entitle a message, Poor God. How does he do it? How does he put up with us? I think you have to understand the length, the breadth, the deepness, the power, and the intensity of the love that he has for us, like the Apostle Paul said. God knows what you're going through, and he has compassion. He's not up there thinking, I told you not to do that. That's not what he's thinking. He's thinking, son, just for today, let me help you. Daughter, I want to show you just how much I love you. Everybody say, God knows. You could hear this message again, usually the same night Jeremy puts it out there. And what is the conclusion of the matter? It is a daily, intense, honest surrender to God every day. It's easier for me to preach that than for me to live that every day. But that's my goal. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I'm going to ask you tonight. We're about to go to the altar. We're about to make an altar where we are. If you can't get an unbended knee, just bow your head. But examine yourself, and then we take communion. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I'm asking you to surrender yourself completely to God. I'm asking you because that's the only remedy. If he is who he says he is, how many of you think he is who he says he is? He knows it all. He loves you most. He's got good relationships, good covenants, good blessings. He never wants you to have a day without the necessities. He wants to bless you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He wants to bless you that way. He honestly does. He's so generous. You know, it's all his. The silver is mine, and so is the gold. The cattle on 1,000 hills, what that literally means is it's all mine, including where you're going to spend eternity. Now, the thing that's not his is the choice that you make. There's a children's song that says this, I choose Jesus as my Savior, you choose him too. Amen. I'm asking you, by the mercies of God, to make a fresh new surrender tonight. Let's come to the altar and make an altar. Let's examine our hearts and take communion.